Hard Rock officials will host a public grand opening Tuesday for the campaign headquarters for the September 10th casino referendum. The event will mark the formal launch of the West Side Yes pro-casino campaign. Hard Rock is proposing an $800 million casino on the grounds of the Eastern States Exposition, where the regional agricultural fair, the Big E, is held each September. The project would be a financial windfall for the town of 30,000 people under terms of a development agreement signed earlier this month by Hard Rock officials and West Springfield Mayor Gregory Neffinger.
We looked at all their numbers. We had our consultants review all the numbers that Hard Rock had given us. And our consultants, who have worked on many other casinos, agreed that the numbers that we were getting from Hard Rock were legitimate numbers.
The host community agreement guarantees West Springfield $18 million annually in property taxes and other payments. The casino company would pay $40 million up front for traffic and infrastructure improvements. Hard Rock is one of three companies competing for the lone casino license authorized by state law in Western Massachusetts. A project must be approved in a local voter referendum before the Massachusetts Gaming Commission can consider issuing a license. MGM Resort's proposal for a casino in downtown Springfield was approved earlier this month with 58% of the vote in a citywide referendum. MGM poured at least $1 million into the pro-casino campaign. Mohegan Sun and officials in Palmer continue to negotiate a host community agreement for a proposed $1 billion casino development on a wooded hillside in the rural town. Palmer Town Councilor Paul Burns expects the deal to be finalized in 2 weeks and a referendum scheduled for late October.
I think it's a good date. I think part of the process that probably works in our favor in terms of negotiating a good agreement is that we've already seen everyone else's agreement so that we can look at, what's out there and negotiate an agreement that hopefully will be, the best one in the commission's eyes. I really don't think there's going to be a significant doubt as to whether or not any one of these three communities will pass the referendum. Obviously, Springfield already has, and I think Westside will and Palmer will as well.
The pro-casino referendum campaign in Palmer has already started with the launch of a website and Facebook page. Jennifer Barifaldi, a spokesperson for several pro-casino groups in Palmer, said they plan to host a public meeting on August 12th to brainstorm ways to get out the pro-casino vote.
We just want to get the word out for people in Palmer to vote, make sure they're ready to vote, that they're enrolled and able to vote in the referendum.
There has been a flurry of activity recently by developers hoping to secure a license to operate a slots parlor in Massachusetts. Required referendums have been scheduled in five communities, including two in central Massachusetts, Leominster and Millbury, that will vote on the same day, September 24th. The other slots parlor projects are proposed in Taunton, Plainville, and Tewksbury in eastern Massachusetts. Clyde Barrow, director of the Center for Policy Analysis at UMass Dartmouth and an expert on the gaming industry, said the level of competition for the lone slots license in Massachusetts is surprising.
The legislation really only authorizes one slot parlor. It's very limited to 1,250 slots maximum, and it's really aimed at trying to compete with Twin River in Rhode Island.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission expects to award the license for the slots parlor by the end of the year. The commission plans to award the casino licenses for Western and for Eastern Massachusetts early next year. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.